the artist go first.
Well, hi everyone again.
Hello.
Like before, I have to redo the meetings from the minutes from the last meeting, and so here we go. It was discussed in the last meeting, which was opened by the presentation from the interface designer, that. Looks would be very important on this room remote, and it is to send messages, of course, to the TV. It should have 9 channel buttons, a next button, volume buttons, subtitle buttons, switch to control features, color, contrast, sharpness, etc. It should have a memory switch, a mute button in case the telephone rings or something. Speech recognition is one of her very favorite personal features she would like to be integrated in this new remote. Should be child-friendly design with few buttons, colorful, maybe with star-shaped or other shaped buttons. Presented also an oversized remote, which she guarantees nobody will ever be able to lose.
She's challenged on that point.
That's right. But her very personal favorite, really, she would very much like to see a speech recognizer integrated in this remote. The industrial designer presented her thoughts on the issue. She would like a special case made out of plastic that is very strong, not using any harmful materials, should be recyclable, and should be colorful. Should have an integrated circuit board that's highly sophisticated and temperature resistant. She would like to see a timer and or alarm facility integrated. Technically, this thing would also have a resistor and a capacitor, diode, transistor, resonator, and if possible, a rechargeable battery, and of course a circuit board. And how it would work, you press the button, the chip gives a Morse code relays to the generator amplification. And the circuit board is very inexpensive to build, and so she thinks this is a great feature to consider. She would like this whole thing should be push buttons with a simple chip. The scrolling method is more expensive and not that practical anymore. It should be battery operated, and of course should have the special cases. The marketing expert who has to finally come up with to market this product has been watching the competition, has done some research on the internet, and also has used her personal observations to come up with the fact that such a remote should be small, easy to use, and it should be eye-catching. From her point of view, of course, one of the most important facts is that we should get to market before our competition does. To do that, maybe one or two features should be developed on which we could dwell on, or in other words, on which our campaign could be built on. Too many new features or too many points would only confuse matter. So we prefer to have one or two features that can be really driven home. It should have a fruit and vegetable design and should have a soft feel. She feels that's really what people want today. And the decision that we took last time was that the special feature we would like to see is a speech recognizer. The energy should be battery, should be on a chip, should be trendy design, compact and strong, and should have buttons. And that concludes the presentation from the last minutes, from the last meeting. Now, we are ready for the presentation of the prototype.
Just the look-alike, the button part I guess.
Yeah.
So this is what we have made. This is a model of the remote controller which we are going to build.
Mm-hmm.
This is us in a snail shape.
Mm-hmm.
So it is attractive, and it's blue in color,
mm-hmm.
bright, and it has yellow buttons and all the different color buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So it is look-wise, it is beautiful,
mm-hmm.
And also compact in shape.
Mm-hmm.
And also it will be easily fit into the hands, and
mm-hmm.
You can access all the buttons easily.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
You used to have all the buttons.
The material which we are going to use for the case is plastic, and which is strong, and also for the the material is plastic, and for the buttons it is a soft rubber.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's also friendly.
Yeah, because you'll be touching the buttons more, so
mm-hmm.
it is soft when you touch
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the LED, for the light emitting diode, it
mm-hmm.
is a fluorescent green, and
mm-hmm.
it's a it is a bulb like an ordinary infrared. And the buttons part will be explained by Fransina.
Okay.
Now the we decided upon including certain features on our remote. Now these features includes the signal emitting signal. It's the LED or LED,
mm-hmm.
the infrared. Now we have included the switch on and off button.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have included another feature, that is the mute button,
mm-hmm.
on the side of the model.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have included 1 to 9 buttons for controlling the programs, the different channels.
Mm-hmm.
We have also included 2 buttons for increasing or decreasing the volume. And we have also included 2 buttons for scrolling up and scrolling down the program channels.
Mm.
Now our model also contains a button which is called as a menu button.
What
now
kind of button?
Menu button.
Menu. A menu.
Yes.
The menu. One.
At the center,
mm-hmm.
we have included a button which is fluorescent green color, and this is the menu button which will control the color, sharpness, brightness
mm-hmm. of the screen.
Of this picture. We have also included a button which is called as the swapping button. Now this is a special feature which we have included. Now this button is an elongated shaped button, and this is slightly flexible, so if it is turned towards the right it will take to the previous channel, if it is turned towards the right it will take to the next channel, it will take the user to the previous and the next channel. So this is a swapping button.
The next channel in a numeric pattern, or
no, swapping is if example you're watching the second channel,
yeah, mm-hmm.
and then you go to the 10th channel, and if
mm-hmm.
you want to go back to the second channel you can swap this button.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And at the end, this remote has inbuilt voice recognizer, which will recognize the user's voice,
mm-hmm.
and then it will act accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our proposed model.
Mm-hmm.
Now the marketing expert has to give her suggestion whether it will be sellable or it will be cost effective.
Okay, well, what I really like a lot about it is that you can reach the whole thing with one thumb.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
You can really hold it in one hand. You don't need two hands, and it's easily reachable even for somebody with a small hand. Yeah.
Yes, the buttons are all raised, right?
The buttons
yes,
are all raised,
right.
And
mm-hmm.
if you hold it in the center of your hand, you can even reach it over here.
Right.
So you don't have to turn it around, turn it upside down.
Or have two hands
to move it up,
it, yeah.
up and down. I really like that. You really did a good job on that. My web designers. I like the idea that the on-off button is in a really prominent place. That's a really good
yes,
thing.
And it sort of sticks up so
yeah,
that you really, you don't have to first
mm-hmm.
go like, oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
here it's on
mm-hmm.
and it's, yeah.
The
mm-hmm.
color is very attractive. These buttons around here are the mute.
No, these, the front buttons
these
which are here
mm-hmm.
are the mute buttons.
On both sides?
Yes,
mute?
Yes.
So you can push either one?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you're left-handed or right-handed.
And this brings
matter.
The menu up on the screen.
Pardon me?
This brings the
this
menu
is the
up
menu.
On the screen.
Yes, yes.
And the orange ones are?
These two are the to increase or decrease the volumes.
Okay.
And these two are to scroll the program channels.
Okay.
First, scroll up or scroll down the channels.
Looks like something I could sell. Okay, well now I'm supposed to...
I have one question.
Yeah.
Will there be anything written on the buttons? Like that people know, or they have to learn that from a piece of paper, which button does what?
Yes, mm-hmm. it will have, these buttons will have the numbers, and all the rest of the buttons will have symbols.
Will it have symbols
yes.
so that,
yes.
that,
can be easily
that the user really knows,
yeah.
you know,
yes.
it doesn't have to
good
first
point,
learn.
Because we need
yes.
the symbols, because we're going
yeah.
into an international
yes.
market, we can't
yes.
have anything
mm-hmm.
that's language
yeah.
dependent.
Yeah. But anyway, it has to have some kind of
symbols,
text,
yes.
or something.
Text
so
that
people
we can have on the case itself. We can
that's
it
right.
will be printed on the case. And
okay.
Symbols.
Yeah, just
yeah.
want to make sure
yeah.
of that.
And
mm-hmm.
one more feature is we have a holder for this remote,
mm-hmm.
which is an oyster shape, a shell shape.
For the snail.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We have
so
the snail shell.
Yeah.
It goes right back
yeah.
into
yeah.
the snail.
Yes.
Right.
Well, you know, I think we could do something really funny with this too, because the snail is known to be slow,
mm-hmm.
and we could have some sort of little comic effect on our marketing
mm-hmm.
about how this is a rapid snail or something like that. You know, that would really work.
Now, what
so
what are our special features for the marketing? That's really the voice recognition. That's really unusual.
I think voice recognition is our big selling point because
mm-hmm.
nobody else seems to have that
mm-hmm.
in this price range.
And then the other thing would basically be shape or practicality of use.
Yeah. Well, I think that everybody's going to say the remote control is practical. I think we have
colors.
To we have to dwell on appearance.
Mm-hmm.
You're really going to have the best, the cutest remote control on the block.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I think we have to play with the image, play with the snail image, play with the visual, and then the voice recognition. I think those are the two things to push: the look and the voice recognition. They're going to be our two selling points.
Okay, now, having said that...
I'm supposed to make a little presentation on that.
No, this was our evaluation criteria, which
okay.
we just have done. Now we're going to talk about financing.
Ah. But in my instructions, I think it said I'm supposed to go to the board and do something.
Well, there's a production evaluation. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
But that's after the financing.
Oh, okay.
See?
Sorry.
Financing.
Sorry.
Okay, we had looks and voice recognition. Okay, now on the financing, we bring up the... there it is. Okay. Energy source, we say that's battery, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Okay, now So we, I guess we use one?
Yes. What?
Cellar chart, we were trying to change to protect. Oh, that's nice. Actually, I could just change it here and then it doesn't work.
Can you just fill them in the yellow boxes?
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, let's see. Okay,
yes.
One, okay, I'm going away. Kinetic solar, so that's in the energy source, that's all we need. Electronic simple chip on print, is that what we're using?
Yeah.
One of those? Come on. Okay, one. Regular chip on print, no.
No.
That's all we need, the one. Case, uncurved flat, single curved, double curved.
This is a single curved?
Well, I guess it's double curved.
Double curved? One of those?
Mm-hmm.
Case materials supplements. Plastic, we said, right?
Plastic.
Wood, rubber?
Rubber,
yeah.
Because we're going to have the soft buttons.
But, yes, but...
I think that is for rubber.
That's just for the case material.
Case.
So
oh, okay.
It's special color, so we're having that, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the interface push buttons.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Scroll wheel, no. Integrated scroll wheel. LC display.
No.
No.
But
we didn't put the clock in it after all.
No. Button supplement, special color.
Yes.
Special form.
Yes,
yes,
we do have special form.
And special material, rubber, wood, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Total 7.6, whatever that means.
I think that's the
price. That's the price.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just
8.2.
9 points.
Hmm?
Okay, yes.
8.2, right? So we looks like we are well within budget.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I guess I should save this, I suppose. Huh?
Yeah.
Just write that. My documents, computer. My
computer.
Here it is, yes. Okay, fine. Save. Okay, good. So that's the good news. We're going to be popular.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I think, financing was pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Now we would like to have a presentation by the marketing expert on production evaluation.
I'll put my file down so you can bring it up. Okay, should we have a bit of a... Okay, why don't you move just to the next slide right away?
You want to go to the next slide?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, obviously my method for the marketing of this thing is first to ask the big question, will it sell? And I think we should show this prototype to people from various age and socioeconomic groups and see about any fine-tuning that maybe little things that we haven't thought of. We can't accept every suggestion, of course, but maybe we just need to get a few. And show the prototype to consumer research groups. We don't want somebody to suddenly come to us and tell us that this button is toxic and, you know, some child will swallow it and then we won't sell any.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to get some input from those people.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we just have to go with our best intuition. And, you know, we like it, we think it's good, we're going to get behind it and sell it. Next slide, please. Okay. Now, the things that I was thinking, and my wish list has really been realized in this prototype. I wanted the shape to be biomorphic. I didn't want anything with angles and all square. I wanted it to be comfy and roundies, and we got that. Size is small. The color is bright and warm, which is what we wanted. We wanted the feel to be as soft as possible. We'll have the soft buttons, and the way this is shaped, even though it's going to be hard plastic, it feels good in your hand, so that's nice. And functionality, I put last on my list because people aren't going to use it before they buy it. So paradoxically, the other features, in other words, the look, the feel, and the shape, that's what people are going to get in the store. They don't have a television in the store. They can't play with it. So they'll be our main selling points. So those have been fulfilled by your prototype. And go ahead to the next slide, please. Okay, so the shape, I think, is a one. It's really, really excellent shape. The size is small. And these points are in the importance for the marketing. These aren't in how I feel. I think that it's plenty small enough to sell, but I think we're sort of right, the scale is 1 to 7. I think we're sort of right in the middle as far as other competitors. And our color, I think, is great. Colors are bright and warm, and we really do a great job there. And given the constraints that we had, I think we got it as soft as possible. And then functionality, I think you did a really good job on functionality. Obviously, we could have added different functions, but then we disturbed something else. So I would say that we got to a 5 out of 7 on functionality. So I think that basically we've got a great product, and we can get off and running with it.
I just realized one thing.
Yes.
In the financing, there was no room for our voice recognizer.
Yes.
And I don't know how we can evaluate that or how we can include that.
Well, we had, what, €8.20 as our cost?
€8.20, yes.
And so we've still got €4 to go to spend.
I mean, maximum we have another 4.3
mm-hmm.
euros, I mean, 4.30.
But,
I mean, we have no way of presenting that to management as, you know, as a finished product and saying, okay, with a voice recognizer that costs so much.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to be aware of that. I mean, and know whether the 430 will really cover that.
Well, as we know, in today's technological world, you can do just about anything at any price. The problem is quality.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have to settle for whatever quality that will buy us.
Yeah.
And it may not be the greatest quality, but it may sell anyway.
Yeah.
As we've seen with so many of these kind of products.
I'm sorry to interrupt that, but I just remembered that there was no... That was not included.
Yeah.
That there was no room for any special features.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so be aware of that. You want to go to this next slide, marketing expert?
Well, isn't this my last slide?
I don't know. Yes,
I think
it is.
That was my last slide. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm supposed to present the scale on the whiteboard. And we're supposed to talk about those things as a team now. So if you put my last slide back up there.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I forgot to do that.
Why you did that up?
Hmm? Well, because I can't remember what I put on there. Okay, yeah, I'm supposed to see how long my leash is here.
I think you can make it there.
So now we're all supposed to say what we think. Okay, so on shape. I gave it a 1. What would you, on 1 being good and 7 being the worst?
Well, it's okay.
What do you think the shape is?
1.
1, okay. And that's it?
Yes, I think shape is 1.
Okay, and?
Yeah,
she was 1. Okay. And how about on size? on size.
You gave it a 4.
I gave it a 4. Yeah, I feel it's just average.
I don't know. I think I would give it at least a 2.
Okay.
1.
Mm-hmm.
You and I think it is 1.
Okay.
That's why it's more.
Okay. You're the designer. Of course you want to give it more. And then how are we doing on color?
Color,
I gave it a 1. I really like all those nice bright white colors.
I like the colors.
1.
Yes.
Yeah, 1.
1, 1, 1, okay. And how about the feel? Taking into consideration texture and comfort in the hand.
I think I'll give it a 2.
Okay, I'll give it a 3, 2.
I'll give 3.
3.
Maybe 2.
2, okay. Yeah. And the next is functionality, where I admit I was a little hard on Martine here, but.
Well, it's also you can't really try it out.
Yeah.
The other things you have more, it's all more tangible, so
mm-hmm.
from that point of view, but. I'll give it a 3.
Okay.
2.
2, okay.
3.
3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it looks like we've got ourselves a pretty good product. Functionality is the only place where maybe we have to think about maybe heaven forbid having another meeting. But otherwise I think we're ready to go with this product. Anybody else have any other comments or any other things that we feel we should evaluate?
Here is what we're looking at. Satisfaction, for example, room for creativity. Is there more room for creativity, or are we absolutely happy?
Maybe
we can always improve.
Yeah, include some more buttons and
yes, features.
Features. We can make the buttons, few buttons smaller. I think they are quite big. So I think, we can just have small buttons and more buttons in that case, if we want to have more features in that.
Well, then again, if we're going to do this speech recognition thing,
yeah.
There's going to be some buttons that are going to have to be added for that,
yes.
for the recording of the speech.
Voices.
So that's where we're going to have to do, maybe we can eliminate one of the mute buttons instead of having two mute buttons. And then maybe we can do something with the volume control. Maybe we can put that all on one button.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of other, maybe consolidate some of the usage and see what we can do with that.
Yeah, always bearing in mind that right now we are, of course, well within the budget
mm-hmm.
and that we still, you know, we probably can't, with this particular item, we probably can't just add a whole lot of more things.
No.
We need, we need to leave space, money-wise,
mm-hmm.
for the voice recognizer.
Mm-hmm.
So the question really is, how do we feel with the project process? Are we happy with the creativity that has passed here, or we're not happy with the new product we created or that was created? I think personally, I think I'm pretty happy.
I'm pretty happy with it. It's something I think I can market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the next question is, are we happy with the leadership of this project?
Well, I think you've done a good job this
week.
And I think teamwork, I think, was very, very good.
Yeah,
I think we really
I think we worked well together as a team.
Mm-hmm. And I think are we happy with the means we used whiteboard, we didn't use digital pens, I guess, are these things.
And maybe we could have used the
whiteboard
a little bit more.
Yes, yeah.
We
yes, we could. It's maybe not in the best position in the room. You know, like sometimes it's positioned so that it's much better visible for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think from that point of view, we sort of ignored it a little bit.
We used the slide because it was better positioned.
Yes, I think so. I think
mm-hmm.
absolutely. And fortunately, we all had slides presentation, which made it a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did we find new ideas? I think we did.
I think we were very good.
I think we did in more than one respect.
Mm-hmm.
And. So I think we did very well here.
Okay.
Are the costs within budget? Yes, yes. Is the project evaluated?
Yes,
yes. Yes.
Celebration.
And celebration.
Today we have apple juice, and after we sell a million of them, we have champagne.
So I thank you all very much. I think this was very good.
Mm-hmm.
And. I think we did come up with a new product that's feasible.
Mm-hmm.
Feasible from the production point of view and feasible from a marketing point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very
okay.
much.
Watch, I have my cord behind me.
Oops. I always get it on here, like getting it off.
I think we still have some time.
Yes.
You have. No, they say it's 40 minutes.
So oh, yeah, we have time left, but we don't
but
have
we
to.
We were told we could end the final meeting at any time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whenever we felt we were finished.
Yeah, we didn't have to fill it in.
I can't move it up. I can't get my microphone out from my necklace. There we go.